Aries, April here from Real Talk Tarot, and tonight I've got a little sneak preview into the energies for this upcoming month of December. So Aries, as we end this year, we're going to take a little peek at this final month of the year, 2022. And then I want you to stay tuned. There'll be another episode with some additional messages, okay? So this is just a little quickie here. A little something to whet your appetite, so to speak. Now, Aries, the energy that I'm getting for this month for you is that of... there's a bit of finality here. It feels like something you could have been wrestling with throughout the year, a decision. There's some hope or dream that has just not come into fruition. It's been there's been a little bit of maybe a loss of hope. Definitely feelings of abandonment, whether that is real or perhaps something triggered from a childhood wound. But whatever it is, you could be turning your back on it this month, finally, and putting love back into yourself. Now, you know, at first when I looked at this reading, I felt like it was another person, and it very well could be whomever this resonates with, right? But there's another card, some cards here on the side that I haven't gotten to yet that indicate maybe this could be a part of yourself. An aspect of yourself, maybe a wound, a scar that you are finally healing, all right? So let's get into these cards again. Here we got the Star reversed, and that is clarified with the Five of Pentacles. So this situation has left you very feeling empty, okay? We have the Six of Wands reversed and the Nine of Swords reversed. So it feels like you're coming out of a time of you have felt defeated in the past. No doubt. I can see it here. I don't know why this song, You Are My Sunshine, My Only Sunshine, Please Don't Take My Sunshine Away. I think it's the colors in the cards, the lighter cards are upside down here, so you could have been feeling that way, you know, defeated. There's obviously something here that you wanted. Now finally you have the Fool, and it is reversed, and as I'm looking at the spread here, he is again turned away from this loss, this lack of victory here. This feeling of defeat, this abandonment, his back is turned to all of that. And he is clarified with the Ace of Cups reversed. So that tells me that's the love that you might be pouring back into yourself now. If anything had been causing self-sabotage and you've been hurting yourself, you're healing yourself now, you're forgiving yourself. This could have been someone else in your life, all right? But underneath the deck was the devil. So it's toxic either way. On the card, it indicates a couple being bound by a toxic connection. All right, but it could also indicate two different aspects of yourself. Your advice for December is the Emperor. Alright, so that is to stay in your own energy, in your own power, okay? I think you're going to be maintaining control of yourself and your emotions, and you're just going to quietly make the decision to be there for yourself now, all right? Either way. Okay, Aries, so that was just a little quickie. Stay tuned, there'll be another episode. We're gonna get into these energies a little more. I hope you enjoyed it. Stay blessed, and stay tuned.